The scripture reading is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 10,000 brain churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and local sanctuaries, and those who attend this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. It feels like we've just had the 2013 New Year service, but it's already July, and we are already having the Feast of Harvest Sunday. The people in the world also say the time flies like an arrow, and the flow of our time in the Lord is also becoming faster and faster. Feeling the same rapid flow of time, the unbelievers talk about the meaninglessness of life, but mommy members have a completely different feeling. Before the Father God, you've been piling up faith, hope, and love, and your effort and faithfulness to become sanctified in each day of your lives. Every month, every week, every day, and every hour, every minute, and every second of your lives, you've been filling up with the grace of God. Especially in this year, you've been busier in the march of faith than any other years. Every year, every month, every day, you are so busy, right? Are you losing something? Are you losing something? No? Since you cut yourself off from the world, you are losing it, right? Otherwise, after you come home from your work, you can watch TV, and after dinner, and then you can, watch, dramas and soap operas and
drama.
And you can watch movies, right? But you have to come to church and give, Daniel prayer meeting, and you work so hard to come to Spirit and Holy Spirit. But think about this. If you lived like that, what is the left? Can you see your faith increase? Can you have hope for heaven in New Jerusalem? Sin have entered your spirit and soul. You should become in the grain, not the chaff, but you become grain. Yeah, you become the chaff instead of grain. So actually, as you come to this church, you are gaining something, great things. You can have hope for greater hope to go to heaven, better heaven, right? You're piling up great rewards, the rewards that you cannot even imagine. For instance, if you go to heavenly kingdom, you cannot even purchase a 1 acre in the property. Even if you are in the rich, but when you go to heaven, such precious heaven, you have such huge space for your own property. And you will have everything you've got because Father God has prepared them for you. All those rewards you are piling up now. So you are losing nothing. Your faith increases. You don't waste your time. You are not committing sins. You receive love from God. You become healthy both in spirit and body. You are protected. Your ties increase. You have greater hope for heaven. All rewards you are piling up. So you are losing nothing. You, gain more and more. Interest over interest. Do you believe? God gave us the time of grace on Easter, and you prayed very earnestly for 3 months since the beginning of this year. Then you took no leisure to rest, because we had the separation of spirit in May, and since then you've been preparing for the leadership conference in July. But it doesn't mean you had a difficult time. In the hope of heaven and happiness given through the separation of spirit, the time passed by very quickly. How thankful we are that we can look up to the things above while we go through human cultivation on this earth. You don't look at the things on this earth, but you look up the things above. How thankful you should be. You know, only animals look at the things on the earth because they are looking for something to eat. As written in Proverbs, you are just, otherwise you will just become like in the beasts. Animals look at the things on earth, but you look up to the sky. You look up to the things above. Our faith has increased as we have been changed by the truth day by day. We have fullness of testimonies and thanksgiving, for we are always protected and blessed. And the final outcome of this kind of time we spend on this earth will be the glory and rewards of heaven. God the Father is preparing to give us the glory that cannot be compared to what we have accomplished, rewards that cannot be compared to what we have done, and happiness that we cannot imagine. Today, on this Feast of Harvest Sunday, I hope that you will remember this love and grace of the Father and offer up the deep aroma of thanksgiving. I pray in the name of the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you may run your march of faith until you meet the Lord with hope and happiness that increase day by day. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this message, let me talk about two aspects of the love of Father God. During the leadership conference, you experienced the weather. From that fact alone, you can see how much Father God loves us. It was cool where we gathered. Even the weather forecaster said it would rain. Even though we played in the pool, it didn't rain at all. The weather forecaster said it would rain a lot. But all clouds, I'm sorry to say this, but Father God moved those clouds to the southern Korea. So it rained a lot there. So many Gentiles came to that place. And then they waited too long to ride an attraction. There were too many people. But all the Gentiles left that place. Why? Because they heard that it would rain a lot. And the weather would be cool. So they left that place. But our members left there. So all they are all our members. Robert Johnson and other, you know, members from other countries. So we enjoyed, you know, spacious in a place. And we didn't wait to ride on attractions. Beautiful weather, covered with clouds, so don't get sunburned. It was not cold, it was not hot. Dragonflies were everywhere. The dragonflies, you know, always, you know, flew over me. They followed me. For everything, you can see everything is in the providence of Father God. Father God loves us so much. We are receiving such great love from Father God. You experience this all the time. Not just once or twice, but for the last 31 years, we've lived our lives like this. So two aspects of the love of Father God. First, it is the love of the Father who has given us Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Our Lord is Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in Him can receive eternal life and go to heaven. Whoever believes in this, now where can you find those people who believe in this? In this end time. Where can I find faith? That's what the Lord said. In this end time, it is difficult to find the faith. It is difficult, truly, except mommy members. I'm sorry to say this, but it is fact. Where can you find those people who live by the word of God without committing sins? Of course there will be. Of course there are. But it is really rare to find such people. Since they don't have faith, they go to hospital when they got sick. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If they believe, and they believe why our Lord was scourged, why He put on the crown of thorns. So there is no reason for there is no reason to be sick. Since our Lord was scourged, so we are healed. So there is no reason for us to get sick. But, you know, when you get sick, there must be reason. You committed sin leading to death. That's why you got such diseases. So those who believe will not commit sin. Receive eternal life. The precious Son of God came to this earth in a human body. He preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to the souls and saved them from diseases and various pains with His great power. Eventually, to redeem us from our sins, He received the wretched punishment of the cross. What would you have felt if you had directly seen Jesus being flogged and moaning with His whole body covered with blood? What if you had eye contact with Jesus, who had such desperate eyes for the souls when He was hung on the cross? I believe its shock would not be forgotten for the rest of your life. The memory of the eyes of Jesus would be vividly remained whenever you hear that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to save us. You would burst into tears thinking of the love of Jesus who was hung on the cross and of the love of the Father who, for us, have given His only begotten Son unto death on our behalf. Some people have the following kind of thoughts. Did Jesus really suffer the pains? It would have been easy for Him to bear with, you know, tiredness, hunger, and even the sufferings of the cross. But it was never the case. Though He is the Son of God, He, as a human, still had to suffer all the pains as they were, because He came to redeem the sinners from their sins. He suffered from hunger, tiredness, cold and heat, and the pains of being torn by the scourging and being nailed through the hands and feet were felt the same way any ordinary man would have felt it. He confined all His divinity in a small physical body, and He felt all the stuffiness of His physical space, and He missed the Father God increasingly more greatly. He had great concerns for the souls who had weak faith, and also for the disciple who would betray Him. Before He took the cross, He had to pray until His sweat became like drops of blood. But He didn't try to avoid any of those painful moments, because He knew so very well the love of the Father who wants to open the way of salvation for the souls that were going the way of death. Of course, Jesus had the same love as Father God. God the Father also mourned so much when Jesus was taking the cross. While He was on the cross, even the sun in the sky lost the light and it became dark. When Jesus breathed His last, there was an earthquake and the rocks split open. We receive salvation because the Father took up such pains and gave Jesus to the cross. Our Lord, when He was on the cross, our Lord, our Father God, our Father God left the throne where He could not be spotted by the angels and archangels. He didn't look down on the earth. And Father God mourned. Our Father knew Jesus would resurrect. But he mourned because he mourned for the evilness of the human beings. And his son died on the cross miserably, being mocked. But the human beings didn't realize, they didn't repent and turn back. And he thought those souls, who would go to the way of death. So did our Lord. That's why our Lord cried on the cross, "Father, why do you forsake me? Even though I suffer from pains like this, I'm taking this cross to redeem mankind from their sins. But people don't believe me." That's why our Lord cried. Our Lord took the cross to save those mankind. And they didn't believe. And he thought of the souls who would go to hell. That's why he cried. He gained the way to go into eternal kingdom of heaven, being set free from the eternal punishment of the hell. How thankful we must be, and how amazing this is. I hope you will etch this love in your heart so that you will not forget it even for a moment. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the love of God the Father that we have to remember, secondly, is the love of giving us a true shepherd. Later part of John 10 verse 11 says, "I'm the good shepherd." So the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A good shepherd would not spare any kind of effort for the flock. If ferocious animals attack, he would protect the sheep, risking his own life. In a spiritual sense, a true shepherd would take care of the sheep with all his life as well. Today, there are many churches and many pastors, but it's not easy to meet with a true shepherd who would protect the flock with all his life and lead them to spirit. If the shepherd is the hired hand who seeks his own, he does not really have to teach the flock to live a holy life, being distinguished from the world, and to enter into a narrow gate. He can just teach that they will be saved if they say they believe. They can tell them, be at peace, and may you receive blessing. But because a true shepherd is one who works for the flock, he will teach about sin, righteousness, and judgment. You must understand what a tremendous blessing it is that you are always being taught to be holy and pure, and you are learning to cast off sin in your life of faith. But teaching the truth does not necessarily make the teacher a true shepherd. There are many pastors who got sick even though they teach preach the gospel. And they say, you know, go to hospital and then get healed is the will of God too. Now, they say the medicine is given by God. They say so. You must understand what a tremendous blessing it is that you are always being taught to be holy and pure, and you are learning to cast off sins in your life of faith. But teaching the truth does not necessarily make the teacher a true shepherd. The 1 Corinthians 4:15 says, "For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you didn't have any fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel." A true shepherd is not just a teacher who only teaches with words. The true shepherd is a person who shows the example of practicing the truth and supplies the flock with the strength to act. The world is becoming increasingly darkened, but there are still those who preach the truth, being awake and receiving the works of the Holy Spirit. But there are not many people who can strengthen the souls who are in sins to practice the truth so that they can gain life. If you can meet such a shepherd as a sheep, it is such a great blessing. You can also serve him like a father, for he is guiding you to gain spiritual life. If you are sick, you can go to hospital. Medicine is also given by God. Father God gave wisdom to people, and they developed those in the medicines. And you can get surgery. It is the will of God too. Well, those who say are hired hands, hired, workers. They deny the faith. You can, healed by faith. Father God will work according to your faith. They deny such a word. Such works will follow those who believe. But they deny such things. They deny the miracles and signs in the Bible. You can also serve Him like a father, for He is guiding you to gain spiritual life. For the flock to walk in the light, the shepherd has to pay the price, just as Jesus Christ paid the price with His life to open the way of salvation. As the shepherd of this church, I've been storing up countless prayers and fasting so that you could gain the power to practice the truth. I taught the true will of the Father by having deep communication with the Father God, and I have clung to Him to open the spiritual realm so that you could have more hope of heaven. And I took all the sufferings and persecutions. Father God might protect me, or I could undergo persecution. But I took all those things. The result is a blessing for sure. I knew that. And I know what the outcome of this will be. Whenever it was necessary, I showed you greater manifestations of the power, drove away darkness with light, and supplied you with the strength to change. For the flock who sinned, I brought down forgiveness by paying the price of suffering pains that were like death itself. Furthermore, there were souls who said they repented of sins relating to death but couldn't turn away completely. For them, I had to cling to God once again with so many tears and so much mourning. To make way for just one more soul to be saved, I couldn't rest my mind. I had to lead just one more person to the rock of faith, from the rock to the Spirit, and from the Spirit to the Holy Spirit, and from the Holy Spirit to reach the fullness measure. I offer up aroma of earnest prayer to the Father God day and night. I'm trying all my best to lead the flock entrusted to me into New Jerusalem, no matter what kinds of sacrifice I have to make, and even if it means I have to dedicate my life again and again. Now, it's not, my concern is to lead people to New Jerusalem, or at least third heavenly kingdom, because paradise in the first or second heavenly kingdom is not my goal, because you learn through the separation of spirit. Yet all heavens are beautiful, but compared to New Jerusalem, it cannot be compared. You know this now. Now, many of you are standing on the rock of faith and have come into Spirit, and many more of you are coming into Holy Spirit. At this end time, when it is difficult even just to receive salvation, you are leading a life in faith in a church that is taking hold of New Jerusalem. How thankful it is. I hope you will always give thanks for the love of God who has given us a precious church and a true shepherd so that you could lead a proper Christian life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have Holy Communion in this second part of the service. The night before Jesus took the cross, while He was having a supper with His disciples, He said the bread was the flesh of the Son of Man, and the wine His blood. He told them to take it in remembrance of Jesus Christ. When our Lord was alive, the faith when He was alive, and the faith of the disciples. Now compare those faith. Who has a better faith? Except those disciples. Your faith is greater than other disciples' faith. It means we have to remember the sufferings of the cross of Jesus and think of how we should live our lives. Just as we share the bread and wine of the Holy Communion, we can gain eternal life when we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Now, what is the meaning of eating the flesh of the Son of Man? John 1 verse 1 says that the Word is God. In John 1:10, it says that the Word became flesh and came down to this earth and it was Jesus. So, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to learn and take in the Word of God. It is not just to know it as knowledge, but to change our heart with the Word. We have to cast off evil and cultivate goodness and love. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man, we have to drink His blood at the same time. Our Lord explained like this. You have to eat and drink the flesh and blood of our Lord. But His disciples, His followers left Him. They couldn't understand this message. But what about you? You know the secrets of the spiritual realm. You just say amen and accept them. Last week, Father God said this. In 1998, your sheep left this church, betrayed you. But now, they trust you, they believe you, they love you. There is no flock who would betray you now. There is no flock who would betray you now. They love you, they believe you, they trust you. Now, Father God guaranteed and He manifested signs and wonders and made your faith increase. Now it will be even more so. The greater power of God will be manifested. That's what Father God said. Why? Because the whole world should submit to this church. There are many people who do now, like the politicians and many, you know, entrepreneurs. You know, they have to. So the power of God will be manifested even greater. Those people witnessed the power of God. But, you know, many disciples left him when they had to accept those in the 12 disciples. And of course, Judas Iscariot betrayed him. But they all left the Lord. But you don't betray now because you witnessed it with your eyes, with you touched it with your hands. It is much like we have to drink liquid when we eat food. The nutrients can be observed by the body, and we eliminate body wastes only when there is liquid. In the same way, when we learn the Word of God, we must not just remember it in our head. We have to try to practice what we've learned. We have to obey the words that tell us to do, not do, keep or cast away certain things. Only in doing so, the words of God that you learned will become life and power in you. Brothers and sisters, the believers in the early church tried together every day and participated in the Holy Communion as Jesus commanded. Every time the apostles broke the bread with the believers, they must have remembered Jesus who was breaking the bread for them not so long ago. Also, they must have remembered the sufferings that Jesus took while being hung on the cross. So every time they had the Holy Communion, I believe they must have been so earnest to fulfill the will of Jesus. I hope you will participate in this Holy Communion with such earnestness of the apostles. Do not make the sufferings of Jesus meaningless. The shepherd is earnestly pleading with you, and do not let his voice slip through your ears. Cast away all lingering attachment to the meaningless, fleshly things, and just look at things above. May you become the pure bride of the Lord, our bridegroom, and be at his bosom. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you. Father, we are going to have Holy Communion service. Father, be with us and pour us grace upon grace. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Father God, lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, every intestine and organs and nervous system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Transcending space and time, please work for these people. Please bless Wang and neighboring country to have a successful handkerchief service. Please burn all cancers by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Kang Shik-chun, please heal of his cerebral apoplexy. Bless tuberculosis and kidney stone. Bless him with the healing of a stomachache. Qing Tao, please let the all pains in his heart go away. All the allergy go away. Bless all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please bless this lady to receive the blessing of conception. Father, please let this man pass the medical examination. Jun Changsun, bless this man to be healed of tuberculosis. Bless Wang Shuqing to be healed of stomach ache and paralysis in his lower body. all the paralysis go away. But please bless Wang Shi to be healed of near eyesight. But please bless Wang Sang to keep the Lord's Day holy. Bless him, Father. Father, thank you. Let our congregation be in good health, both in spirit and body, when we drink and eat the blood and the flesh of our Lord. Let our faith increase. Father God, thank you. Be with us in the Holy Communion service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.